In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is wonderful to be home with all of you and to be celebrating this glorious liturgy this morning. As we all know from the wonderfully and beautifully decorated table in the back and from your bulletin and announcements, we all know that today is Stewardship Sunday. I tell you, as I thought about this day, as I thought about each and every one of you, as I thought about all the ways God has blessed me because of you and this parish, I was truly thankful and grateful for all those many blessings I, and most especially, my family have received from all of you, our parish family here in Toledo. As I look around and see all the things that our Lord has helped us to do, as I consider the things our Lord is placing before us again to accomplish, and as I think about this Christ-centered family, I am again very grateful and thankful. Now, we seem to live in a world, though, that does not always look to and give glory to the one who has done so many things for them. We forget to bring him into our lives when times are good and when times are challenging, and we forget sometimes to thank him for all the many blessings. We forget that all of our hard work must also include him as well. See, in our world, we are pushed to make investments. We are to invest in education. We are to invest in our retirement. And all of this is good. But as we have said many times before, we must also be careful not to forget to make another investment, to make investments into our relationships, and more importantly, to make an investment in our relationship with God. This morning we saw a man who did work and work very hard, and because of his work, he had much. But what he did not have was gratitude for God for all the ways he was blessed. What he did not have was a relationship with the one who had done so very much for him. This morning, let us consider this parable as a reminder for all of us to remember, to be grateful, and to be thankful for all the things that our Lord has given to us. So our reading comes from the 12th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. It's another parable about a man who had a lot of wealth. But I want to begin with a short story about someone else, about another man who did not have all that much wealth. And this story comes from a former professor of mine. His name is Father Luke Veronis. And Father Luke is a parish priest in Massachusetts, but at one time he was also a missionary. And Father Luke tells this story about a man that he had ministered to while he was still in seminary. And this man was someone who was in prison. And as Father ministered to him, he noticed that he had this wonderful attitude. He noticed that this prisoner had this very positive attitude, and he asked him, he says, "How do you have such a positive attitude living in this place?" And he told Father, he said, "You need an attitude of gratitude." Now, we have to remember that this man was in prison. More than that, he had a life sentence, and he had no chance for parole. But somehow, he found Christ. So Father asked him again, "How do you have this Christ-centered attitude in this place? How do you have this attitude in prison?" And he responded in this way. He said, "You need to always see things for which you can be grateful, and then consciously thank God for them. Never focus on what you don't have or how unfair life is, but thank God for what you do have and for the blessings he has given each and every day. Such an attitude of gratitude changes one's perspective on life." Now, this is certainly not what we heard from the man in this morning's reading, is it? We should have, though, because in reality, it was much easier for him to be thankful and grateful for God because he had so much more than this prisoner did. Our Lord described all the things that this man had, didn't he? He tells us in great detail how his land had provided so much for him. And then we hear this rich man begin to have a dialogue with himself, and he says to himself, "Well, what am I going to do with all these crops that I have? For I have nowhere to place them." And he says, "What I'm going to do is I'm going to knock down all my old barns and build new ones." And then he says to his soul the following. He says, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." The interesting thing is, just like the parable of Lazarus and the rich man, this man was not necessarily a bad man, was he? He wasn't mean to anyone. The scripture doesn't say that he hurt anyone or that he was unkind. So what exactly was the issue with him? Well, one of our Orthodox saints says the following. He says, "This rich man did not look towards heaven and cry out with joy, 'Glory and praise to you, O Most High and Merciful God. How great an abundance you have in your power and wisdom you brought forth from the black earth.'" The issue was, he was not being grateful. He did not look to God and others, but instead he looked only to himself, and he was not thankful to God for all his abundance. I have one final thought for you this morning. Many of you know that I and quite a few of our congregants were blessed to go to Florida last weekend for a wedding, and we were there for Stephen Dukidis' wedding. And while I was there enjoying the 80-degree sunny weather, there was one day that was a bit rainy. So Presbytera and I decided that we would go to the mall. And we were walking around the mall, and suddenly in the mall, I heard some music. And I thought, oh my goodness, it's already that time of year. And it was Christmas music. Not only did I hear the music, but I also saw people dressed up just like they were in a Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol. Now, once the shock of all that left me, I suddenly remembered that it was November. A time where our nation is reminding us to do what? To be thankful, right? A time our nation is asking us to be thankful through the national holiday of Thanksgiving. But November also begins something else in our church. Begins the Nativity Fast. A time where our church invites all of us to prepare to receive with great joy, but also thankfulness, the Christ child the following month. All of this made me think that our giving thanks must be something that we do not only think about. We must not only think about the ways our Lord has thanked us, but we should also put our thankfulness into action. Today, our parish is putting our thankfulness into action, and we do this through Stewardship Sunday. We have much to be thankful for. We are thankful for the many ways that God has blessed us, thankful for each other, and this beautiful parish which we have received from him. As your priest, I certainly am thankful. Thankful for all of you and all that you have offered. Thankful for all that you will offer and all that will be accomplished if we are led by our Lord and Savior and through the offering of your stewardship of time, talent, and treasure. So today, let us as a community continue to work just as hard as the rich man did in this parable. But let us also remember, though, to be thankful, recalling all the different ways that God has blessed us. And let us show our thanks with action, doing God's will and together building up his church for his glory. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.